Hello and welcome to the Dadcast. My name is Matt.
My name's Paul.
And we are both dads, gamers, and tech lovers.
And content creators.
And don't forget content creators. This is our podcast and we hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned, tune into future episodes, and we hope that you enjoy the chill out with us. And of course, we like to enjoy
a good old fashioned drinky poo.
A good old fashioned drinky poo. So we will always introduce a new drink each week or each episode. So stay tuned, tune in, have fun, chill out, and de-stress as a parent, a dad, a gamer, and a tech lover.
Enjoy it.
Peace.
Love you.
Hello, welcome to episode 17 of the Dadcast.
Howdy.
Hello there, Paul.
How you doing?
How are we? I didn't mess up the intro this week.
I know, we've done it.
There was three episodes in a row.
Three episodes in a row.
I didn't press stop on our little intro thing.
That's not too bad for the first season, is it?
It's not too bad. So welcome back, everyone. This is episode 17. We are heading towards that 20.
Mm.
Did we say 20 by Christmas?
Yeah.
We're way ahead of schedule. We are ahead of schedule. But it is, we're firmly nearly in Halloween season.
Ooh.
October as of Monday.
Love spooky season.
We also go away in October on Hollybobs.
We do.
To caravans and Halloween shows.
Podcast from a van? No, we say every year, we never do.
No, we never do. We get too distracted by booze. So how you been, mate?
Yeah, not bad. Busy as always, yourself?
Same. Another week that just has gone by in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, well, for me,
racing to the weekend.
End of September, so in my job, that's a nice big sigh of relief.
Yeah.
Busy time in the motor trade in September, so.
See, traditionally it is for us too, but this year it just hasn't been. September's a big month. It's one of our biggest months. Next to November, September is normally a very big month for us because all students move in.
Ah, true, yes.
So normally we get that influx of kind of extra fees from landlords and all that sort of stuff. But a lot of our students just stayed on this year.
Okay.
So, you know, if they stay on, it's good in terms of less work, less hassle, you know, nothing changes. But then we don't get the opportunity to find new tenants, charge new fees, you know, and whatever. So that spike that we would normally get in September is just completely flat. So
yeah, but it's constant income as opposed to quick influx, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's you know, and it's less demanding on the team, and you know, less changeovers, less cleans, less redecoration, less deposit arguments, all that sort of stuff. So it feels nice, but when you look at the spreadsheet, it's not so nice.
No, but it's good to have less pressure on the team because it gives you more chance to go gallivanting around to seminars. So.
Well, exactly. And we've also had obviously a lot of other stuff going on. We bought another agent two weeks ago, and we've been onboarding that for 2 weeks and doing quite well with that. And then obviously the rebrand happening at the same time. And launching everything with that. So to be fair, a quiet September's not bad. The worst thing in the world. Because I actually have been really busy and we've actually taken on some really good stuff. So I've been really busy with the more marketing side. So, you know, videos, drones, photography, editing. We're doing a lot in the evenings to try and get it done.
Yeah.
So last night I got home from my seminar, a couple of hours of shouting at the kids to go to bed, and then sat down on the sofa and just edited 2 property tours. Just because I knew it would make today easier. But that's the grind.
It is a grind.
People don't see what goes into it.
Yeah, no. So I've done the same before. Like, I've had a problem job at work, and I've gone home, and I've been looking at wiring diagrams at home.
Yeah.
Just so it saves me a bit of time the next day, just to get it done.
Yeah, and you feel better for it, in fairness.
Yeah, you do.
You do feel better for it, but you shouldn't have to bring too much work home with you.
No.
I try to stop that years
ago. You've already got enough work at home in content.
Yeah, exactly, because you've got your other job to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other job of, you know, keeping the missus happy.
Yeah,
but we're going to that topic.
We're never going to do that.
We'll go into that topic in a bit. So let's start off as we mean to go on. We are going to keep this one as snappy as we can, because we did have a couple of very long podcasts.
You could tell when we haven't got, like, parenting obligations, because it's just keep going and going and going and going.
We just keep going and getting drunker and drunker. Although, to be fair, we have kind of overloaded the beers recently.
Yeah, we need to wind it back a bit.
Wind it back to one each, rather than, like, you're bringing beer on top of my beer.
That's just a one-off.
Trying to one-up each other. But yeah, no, it's back to my turn this week.
Yeah.
Now, I am a behind on editing a podcast, and that is purely accidental, because I thought we were up to date.
Mm.
And I was in the car listening to stuff. Like, I'm starting to go back through some of the older episodes. Listen to the Jay episode again, listen to Jay the other day. And I was looking at the artwork on the latest episode that's up on the Dadcast. And I was just like, I'm sure we've definitely had one since then. Because it's my turn tonight. And the artwork I'm looking at was the Beaver Town.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so Paul had one last week. And I couldn't for the life of me think what it was.
I can't believe you forgot that train wreck.
Oh, I know. Maybe it was therapy after having them.
So traumatised, you blanked out the entire episode.
I went to bed and my brain just wiped it from memory. But yeah, so I'm going to edit that one tonight, because obviously we're cutting it short tonight. I'm going to edit that one tonight,
yeah,
get that out, and then hopefully by the end of the weekend, get back on track and get this one out. So there's a little treat this week. You get two
days.
I mean, hopefully close together.
I appreciate you've got all the editing gear here, so I kind of like my hands are tied.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've brought it on myself.
Yeah.
One day, though, when the royalty shed, the royalty...
Maybe that's why I haven't done it yet. I'm just holding off. I'm going to have loads of...
Because it'll all be on you then.
Yeah.
You'll have all the responsibilities. So I went and got some beers after work today. Lovely. It is getting harder to find stuff that's a little bit more different.
Mm.
I went into a shop that I thought was going to have lots of good small brewery type beers or kind of, you know, craft beers. They're barely anything. The ale selection was all mainstream Doom Bars and, you know, nothing exciting.
It's the problem because you don't want to be coming on here with a can of Carling because everybody knows what it is.
Well, exactly. Now, I have gone for a mainstream brand because, again, there wasn't much. And the ones that that weren't mainstream, they didn't have anything special about them. They weren't a flavoured beer. It was just a pale ale. There was one which looked quite funky, but it was another pina colada beer.
Right,
and I was just like, we've done that. We've done that already.
So we've done that off air. There's a good reason for that.
There was a good reason because that was horrendous. But these ones are not going to excite the streams. We're back into kind of a mainstream brand, but I like the can.
That's good enough.
Yeah?
Good artwork says a lot.
Good artwork does say a lot. And it's not even all the artwork. Some of it is also the name.
Well, so, I noticed it's a box, and we've been saying we're going to settle down.
This is very gamery, very setup-based. Jay would have loved this.
Nice.
So this is one of the things that played into my mind.
And one thing we haven't mentioned is you've got us new glasses.
I got new glasses for us for the podcast. So yeah, I got impulsed on Facebook. One of my favourite art direction beers, if you want to call it that, is Beavertown.
Yeah, they've got some cool little
Their cans
cartoons,
are insane. Yeah. I just love all of their stuff. And there was a really cool Beavertown beer tonight, but I was mindful we've already done Beavertown fairly recently.
Yeah, and unless they Beavertown are going to sponsor us, exactly. You're only getting one shot.
Exactly, one take. So I went with another brand that we know and love. So once you free close your eyes, in comes in a nice surprise.
Again, that's not a beer.
Slightly chilled.
Oh, that is nice and chilled.
A little bit chilled.
Well, it's not textured. It's a normal can.
No, and it's a small can, but we've got two each. So this is, open your eyes.
It's always a brewery.
It's a brew dog, and it's called the Neon Dream.
Oh,
and it is cool, very cool sci-fi.
It's very like Blade Runner-ish.
It is, or some sort of like, you know,
see the other one,
retro
Tron.
Garage in America or something. But it's a wheat beer. Now, a lot of ours are hops.
Yes,
this is wheat. Now, wheat sometimes can taste a little bit funky. It can be a little, I don't know, grainy, bit porridgey.
You're only 4.5 as well, so they're not too bad.
And it's not too bad. However, it does have some nice flavour in this one. I don't think it's actually on the can, but I think it might have been on the box. Let me have a look on the box.
Yeah, the best thing we've got on here is a new tagline of Go With The Glow.
Go With The Glow. So this is Neon Dream. It's a tropical wheat beer that marries an illuminating fusion of mango, pineapple and passion fruit. Smooth and juicy with glowing notes of exotic fruit, this is a beer to brighten up your day. And I feel I need brightening up today. Mm. I think you probably need a bit of brightening up at the end of your week.
Yeah.
So let's crack it open.
Go, prepare some more.
Ooh, chin chin everyone, welcome to the podcast. If this is your first time here, this is what we do at the start. We have a beer.
There ain't no way we'd be able to do this without a bit of Dutch courage.
Mm. So it is a nice, pale-looking beer. It's not too cloudy as it settles.
You've poured yours much better than mine.
Yeah, we know like you're like a big head in every episode. It's a little bit cloudy.
Yeah, it's a bit cloudy.
Oh, it smells incredibly fruity.
I never would have thought that a BenQ light bar would have a second purpose.
Yeah.
And it's to see how good your beer is.
Yeah, exactly. So this is smells very tropical. I can definitely smell the pineapple. I've got a big hit of pineapple coming out of the tin.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Passion fruity
pineapple. Mm. That's very strong notes. Right.
Cheers.
Let's get up them. Oh, that is very, very fresh.
That's refreshing. That's lovely.
Isn't it? That's a beer garden beer right there.
Mm. Yeah, there's no like there's a lot. Consider we've had some other passion fruit and citrus-based ones that get very bitter. That's not.
That's really smooth. I'm actually very quite smooth. Impressed by that.
Mm, that's really nice.
And often when you have the gimmicky beers that have a very fruity sort of profile, they're very sickly at the same time. So they're bitter, sickly, synthetic-y, and you don't want to keep drinking them.
No, it's very nice.
First impression on that, that's really nice summer beer.
So it is very nice.
That is Neon Dream Go With The Glow. And that is a 4.5 volume. So it is a decent one for summertime.
Yeah, it's a nice light beer.
Mm. Just as we come into winter.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. So there we go. That is the drink of the week. You can buy that from Waitrose, but I'm sure there's other places you can buy it. BrewDog is normally in Asda.
BrewDog are everywhere.
They're everywhere. But I did buy that in Waitrose. I thought I'd push the boat out today and then went with the mainstream brand. But there you go. The thought was there.
It's nice. Very nice.
The thought was there. So BrewDog Neon Dream. Thank you, BrewDog, for appearing again and not sponsoring us.
Yeah. We said you
maybe
would
one day.
There's me saying, we're only going to do your beers once, so she's sponsoring us. Here's another BrewDog.
Here's another BrewDog, my favourite local beer.
It's BrewDog are getting tagged so much.
Yeah, they do. And they don't respond. But there we go. We don't do the dad cast for benefit.
Just speak for yourself.
We don't do it for benefit unless you want to benefit us, and then we will take it.
We will take your benefits.
We'll take anything you've got.
So, moving on to topics then. So, where are we starting off this week?
Well, we've had a bit of a catch-up, and we've done our housekeeping catch-up.
We've done a brief one. I know there's more going on.
Yeah, there's not much more that I can think of. Mine's just, you know, work's work, cars are shit, job done.
Same old, same old.
Yeah, obviously, you had your seminar. Do you want to go into that a bit more, or are you happy?
It was a good seminar. It was a work one. I think we don't need to go too much into detail.
No.
With that one, it was a long day in a hotel with lots of speakers and terrible food. And that was yesterday. The day before was maybe a bit more interesting. I went go-karting.
Oh, yes, you did.
So this was down at Parley, so kind of by Herne Airport in Bournemouth.
I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's an outdoor track. It was from 5:30 till 9:30-ish. It was a long old night. Proper racing gear, put on all the overalls, helmet, you know, fire balaclava, gloves. But what I didn't realise was I was invited as a plus one with one of our solicitors firms that we work with. And I thought it was like, it's a solicitor event with all of the girls, guys in the office, and you're coming along as a guest.
Mm.
Wasn't that at all. It's a league that they race in every week, and they always bring two people to race with them in this league. And they're the worst in the league, but the best in the league are savage.
Okay.
You know, they're going round in very fast times. Some of them are pro go-karters that work there, like ringers. They keep bringing in these ringers and stuff. And I'm watching them go round, and I'm like, this is really serious. And now I'm getting nervous.
They're the worst in the group, but they keep bringing different people every time.
I think that's the goal. I think a lot of the businesses there that do these bring people on. But people get to the point they want to win. So they keep bringing on ringers rather than just like guests from their business. Yeah. They're looking for like these kids that can do 26 second laps.
Yeah. Where's Lando Norris?
Exactly. That's the kind of thing, you know, and even our guy said, you know, these guys, they take it well serious and they're basically looking for, you know, they want to win the league, whereas we just want to come and have some fun.
Mm.
So I'm watching these guys go around the track and they're belting it round. And then my kind of like social anxiety is there. Like I did the worst thing that you can possibly do when you're really anxious about these things. Said I go last.
Okay.
So rather than just basically get it out of the way, I had to wait for an hour for my turn.
Psyching
out myself, basically. And like, oh, am I going to do this? So it started off by basically doing a time trial. So everyone had to go and do 4.5 minutes, which was the equivalent of about 5 laps.
Mm-hmm.
So lap time is anywhere between 27 and 34 seconds, depending on how shit you are. So you can get quite a few laps in a few minutes. And I didn't do terribly in the time trial, but it was very much getting used to the car, getting used to the steering, getting used to the track, and then it was over. Four and a half minutes goes very quick. So then I got out not that confident. Oh, I didn't do too well in that. I spun out in a hairpin turn. There's one little chicane you come out where if you brake into the corner, your back end goes, and it did. So then it was like, make sure you don't turn and brake. You have to brake, then turn, then accelerate. So I was overthinking it. Then I had to wait an hour because it was 22 minutes per driver, four drivers.
Oh, wow.
So in that time, I also had a wrap burger from the local van across the way because it was free food. So I had that and then a combination of nerves, feeling a bit under the weather.
Wrap burger.
I was not in a good way when I got in the car about 8:30. And then got in. And to be fair, for the first 15 to 20 laps, because you do 22 minutes, you're doing it about 40 laps.
Oh, wow.
I was doing really well.
Mm.
And they say a good race time is to go sub 30. Sub 30, you've had a banging race. Like the pro level ones are 26 to 28 seconds. If you're 29 point something, you've had a really good race.
Yeah, yeah.
Bear in mind, I haven't done this since I was like in my mid-20s. I was caning it round. I was getting used to the braking lines or not braking at all. Like they said, there's only really one corner you need to brake. That's a chicane. The rest of it is just foot down and go. And make sure you do the racing line. So I was doing that. And then I got to like... And I knew I was doing a few fast ones, but I had no idea how fast. And then it started to hurt. And you know I've had all these hand pains recently, wrist and hand pains I'm getting tested for. And I could barely keep hold of the wheel. It was getting to that point where it was really painful. And I probably did about five laps where it was just gradually getting worse and worse and worse.
Yeah, another worse.
And I was, on my last two laps, I'd gone from like 30.4 to 33 and 34 seconds. So 4 seconds in a short lap is a lot of time lost.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just couldn't hold the wheel. It just got to that point. It was so painful. So I actually retired 2 minutes or two laps, whichever one, from the very end. And then that slipped us down to last place.
Yeah.
We would have been seventh. But yeah, it was brutal.
Mm.
It was absolutely brutal. I think it would have been fun if it was like you, me, mates, you know, royalty lot, some friends and family, John, Ryan, all those.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was people that we would have known, I'd have had a great time.
Yeah, wouldn't have worried
because
about
it was so serious. And I was like, I need to keep going fast. But I got a 30.02. So I almost broke 30.
Which is good.
So I was happy with that.
Yeah, yeah, I would be.
Because even our best guy on our team for the night got a 29.4. So, you know, when you're talking 0.6 of a second.
Yeah, I mean, in racing, it's a massive window.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're like, you're splitting hairs.
It's literally clicking your fingers.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the difference in time between 29.4 and 30.02.
Yeah, yeah.
It's half a second.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Mad. So, so that was my Wednesday night, then straight into the seminar Thursday. And then today I woke up and I could barely move my hands.
Mm.
It was so painful today. And it just kind of put me in these spikes of like feeling really low.
Yeah.
And then like just really antsy at work and aggy. And then it would subside a little bit and then I'd pick myself back up. It's just annoying me at the minute. It's like putting me in these low moods.
Because yeah, you use your hands so often for everything.
Well, it's weird just going to bed feeling fine and waking up like basically crippled.
Mm.
That's what it feels like. Like your hands are, it wakes me up at night. Like last night woke me up like probably four times through the night because you just caught it wrong. You know, it's just caught the wrist wrong and stuff. So yeah, I'm quite looking forward to finding out what that is. Hopefully it's nothing too major, but it's, you know, for me it's arthritic. It's something to do with that.
Okay.
So we'll see. But I've got blood tests.
I hope it's nothing too serious, yeah.
Exactly. So that is, and I think some of it is obviously repetitive stuff. I'm doing a lot of editing on phones. I'm doing a lot of editing on laptops. I'm doing a lot of emails. I'm always on my phone, obviously with socials and stuff. But I've always done that, which was like, it's not new.
No.
But maybe it's just catching up with me. I don't know. So we'll see. We'll see. But that's kind of been my week. It's been quite hectic. And then obviously last week, we had RazorCon.
Yeah, RazorCon. We had RazorCon, the I Am Milks edition.
We did. And
which is, that's a huge, huge achievement that you should celebrate every day.
It was cool. I mean, it was really nice to meet with the guys anyway. And obviously, we've kind of built up that relationship through Royalty RGB as well. But this was a little side project that they wanted me to do. So we're still kind of like working on royalty and stuff. But they were like, oh, we've got this event coming up. We've got two other creators that are doing a setup rebuild or whatever. We want you to be included. And it was almost one of those we have too much time to think.
Yeah.
I sent a lot of gear out and it was just like it was sat there for a long time.
It was a lot there, wasn't there?
Yeah, sat there and I'm like, I got to do this. I don't know how to do it and stuff. And I pulled it off in the end, I think. And
you did incredibly well. The way... Thanks, mate. Because I was sat in the YouTube watching it.
Yeah.
And like the comments in there, like everyone lapped it up. Mm. The brown trousers comment was amazing.
Mm.
Everybody loved it.
Yeah, the brown trouser one, that was ad-libbed as well.
Yeah.
That was pure ad-lib. I didn't script. To be fair, I didn't script a lot of it. But the brown trousers one was an off the cuff comment. Mm. But yeah, you know, hopefully it went down well. I mean, when I watch it back, it feels like it did all right.
It did really well. I think it landed perfectly.
Yeah.
You couldn't have asked for anything better, really.
It was more enthusiastic than I felt some of the other creators were. And some of the streamers came across a bit more cringe. But it's a very cultural thing. It's
the two streamers that were on there, it came across me, not Razor, which is what the whole point of RazorCon was.
Yeah, yeah. And I think mine was skirting a fine line between advertising the products. But the brief that I had was do an unboxing of each item and then show them in your setup.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I did.
But that's what RazorCon is. RazorCon is there for them to show off their new products.
To show off the products, yeah.
And you're showing off their new product. So you...
Yeah. It was a bit of a knot. I didn't really get the whole... The streamer part of it, I didn't get so much. Like, no. Like you said, it was more about them and their profile rather than, like, this is how we do. And then they spun around to the setups and they were obviously just... Streamer setups aren't always cosmetically that pleasing.
No.
They're utilitarian. They serve a purpose. Whereas ours are more kind of, you know, are more vanity projects.
Yeah.
So
we don't stream from them because they're not made for streaming.
They're not made for streaming. They're made for looking good on reels and photos and to show products off. Mm. It's almost like our studio.
Yeah.
So it was a really cool experience. You know, it's very easy to take the pressure from these things and kind of think they're not enjoyable, but actually it was very rewarding when it was done. You know, and it didn't get shown to millions of people, but it did get shown to a fair few, so that was good.
It was brilliant. Yeah, I think it was a great achievement. It was actually a really good show. Some cool tech and some you know, cool stuff coming out.
Yeah.
Some of the clothing, because I thought was quite good. I didn't know they had an Ebisu range,
yeah,
which is quite good. I used to love Ebisu when I was a kid.
Yeah. No, they had some good stuff on there.
That Dolce & Gabbana chairs, they
were a bit special.
A bit Marmite, innit?
Yeah, they were a bit Marmite. Not for me. I did like the idea of an RGB chair, but I don't like the logo of the Dolce & Gabbana.
No, just have the Razer logo.
Just have the Razer logo on the RGB chair. That would be sick.
A £1,000 headphones. You buying a set of those?
The what?
£1,000 headphones?
No. I won't be buying those. I won't be buying anything. I don't buy anything because I can't afford it.
Because they give it to me.
No, I just can't afford it. If I didn't have the luxury of being sent stuff, I wouldn't have any of this.
Any of it, no.
It was just, you know, that's the benefit of the grind, I guess, is you know, all the perks you get along the way. But yeah, you know, that's been the last week and a half. But that's not really a topic. What's our topic then? That's our catch up.
Right. So, oh God, I've lost my notes. So topics, well, we're more or less on TV and stuff. We'll do this. We'll nip some of these in the bud. Then we'll probably be there somewhere.
We'll probably be thereabouts because I've got a topic to finish. So maybe we do my topic at the end.
Yeah. So it's about going too far. So Phantom Liberty, Cyberpunk, new one coming out?
Yes.
There's been a lot of press lately that I've seen and it's irked me quite a bit.
Were they saying it's already got more... player counts than Starfield. Yeah,
looks fantastic. But all the... No, good guitar. All the... Matt's eating wine gums.
I'm eating wine gums. I won this at my seminar yesterday, so...
Russell over there.
I'm eating them. Russell Crowe.
So, there's a lot of, like, the online tabloids, you know, Game Rant, those sorts of IGNs people. And they're all, like, harping about... if you make the wrong choice, you're completely locked out of the DLC.
Right. And what, in the first game?
So if you play your game.
So you've played the main game.
You're playing the main game.
Yeah.
And then you make a choice through a mission.
Yeah.
If you make a certain choice, that's DLC done. You can't do it anymore.
So you have to start the game again. Original game again.
So
this is Johnny...
Yeah. You reload a save because you go back a save, yeah. I think you're in... From what I get, you're basically in a whole new city.
Right.
And if you make this choice, or you do make this choice, then you can still explore the city, but the main plot line for that DLC...
Is dead to you.
You can do the site, you can do the gigs, but you can't do the main plot.
That's interesting.
Right. So everyone's like up in arms, like, this is terrible, blah, 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 blah. So I was looking into it. The choice is, you basically turn around to the NPC who's giving you the mission and say... No thanks. And then that's it.
That's the end of the game.
Basically, you go, I've got this mission. You go, do you know what? Not for me.
Yeah.
Somebody goes, are you sure about that? And you go, yeah, I've made my choice. And then that's it. You've decided you don't want anything to do with it.
You're locked out.
Therefore, you don't do it.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, whoa, no, that's, you can't do that. Like, everyone seems to be up in arms about it. And I'm like, it's an RPG. Like, you've made the choice. You don't want to do it.
I mean... Yeah, I mean, maybe give them a warning. Like some games are like, you know, when they go like, are you sure you want to do this mission? Because once you do this, you have to complete the mission before you can do anything else.
Yeah, I get that.
Maybe something but like that.
It's an RPG, like, surely that's logical.
Choice-based.
If you're saying, I don't want to do this mission.
Yeah, it wasn't forced upon you. Because I thought what you meant was, depending on how you finish the first game.
Oh, no.
You can't do this.
See, that was my first thought.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it seemed to have such a big uproar. And people get in there like knickers in a twist over this thing. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, really? Is it like that detrimental? It's like a really subtle choice that they're sort of trying to fuck you over with.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it's as plain as you saying, no, I don't want to do this mission. That okay. Stopped. And I'm like, so yeah.
Stop worrying.
Yeah, basically.
Just say yes.
Yeah, it just wound me up a little bit. Because it's just like, people are fucking idiots.
I'm looking forward to it. I kind of feel in some ways I want to play the first one again. But like the first one was really good. It was a really good game. But it just lacked something.
Mm.
I don't know what it is. I think it's probably Starfield has given me a little bit of what that game lacked.
Yep.
In some ways, is that... it's that devil in the detail or it's the little side things or the things that are passive in the environment that you can fuck with.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But they did some things better than Starfield. Like I think the NPCs in Cyberpunk are much better than in Starfield. Much that you pull a gun out, it has an impact.
Yeah, the character development's a lot better.
Yeah.
But
people Cyberpunk. React differently to around, just like GTA, you know, you pull out a weapon and everyone reacts, whereas in Starfield you can walk through, you know, a base with the biggest machine gun in the world and no one bats an eyelid.
No, they don't care.
So there's the obviously
most you'll get in Starfield is somebody go, you know, you don't have to wear a spacesuit around here.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
But I look cool.
I hope you don't fire that shiny rocket in your hands or something. They do say that to a degree, but, you know, they don't react to it and people run off. So I remember being in Cyberpunk and being in my digs in this horrible, grimy kind of multi-story. Mm. And you pull out your gun and people start screaming and running and stuff.
Yeah, because they think,
I think Starfield needs a bit more like that, but we'll see. They will patch stuff, I'm sure.
I'm enjoying it a lot.
Yeah.
Like, ad-libbing. I've been playing Payday 3.
Okay, I've seen that. I've not seen the gameplay, but I've seen it advertised.
So much fun.
Is it?
Yeah, me and my mate played
it. Is it a bit like Saints Row?
No. Me and my mate played it last night. You basically go into lobbies.
Yeah.
So you get a lobby, you get a party. You can have one player, well, one to four players.
Yeah.
If there's only one of you or two of you or whatever, the vacant space is filled with a bot.
Yeah.
And you basically heists.
Okay.
Rob a bank, rob a jewelry shop. Like, go in, you can do it. You can go in loud, and you can start tying hostages up and trading hostages for time while you're cracking the safe.
Mm-hmm. What does it look like? Is it top down? Is it a...
No, it's first person.
First person shooter sort of thing?
Yeah, first person.
Okay.
And you walk around and, like, you case the place out, and you can't jump or use a gun or anything until you've put your mask on.
Once
you put your mask on, it's go time.
Right.
And then, like, yeah, you can't take it back off again.
Is that on
Game Pass?
Game Pass, I was
going to
say.
Yeah, so me and my mate are playing it last night. And it's
I might have to download that.
Super fun. Like,
yeah, I'm down for that.
Get a group of you playing it, a full squad of four. It could be hilarious.
Mm. Yeah, I'll download that. So if you're on, we can get a game on.
Get some of the other lads on there as well.
Mm.
It'd be good fun.
Nice.
So that's that. That's kind of my games and tech for this week.
Obviously, we haven't spoke in depth about Starfield.
No.
Starfield is good. And like I said, to a few people who maybe got on it a week after me, got to give it some time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, have to get past the first 15 hours of gameplay.
Well, I played it, did the main story quest up till you go to the first, like, other major city.
Yeah, like a vendor, first big vendor or something.
So it's, was it Aquila City?
Yep.
As soon as you get there and you meet the three-star rangers.
Yeah.
And, like, from there, I just followed their quest line. And then sort of explored, like, other side quests from then on. And
that's a good storyline, apparently, because I'm doing that and the UC one at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, I've literally just plowed straight through that one. It is a cool storyline. It's very interesting because there's a couple of, like, choices in there which, you know.
Yeah, they have a big impact.
I don't think they have a massive impact on how the game finishes or plays out, but I guess they could do.
Yeah.
But they're quite interesting. Like, it could really, like, make people, you know, see who somebody really is.
Yeah. And they've patched the pay puddles.
I know.
They patched them this week.
That's annoying as hell. Because I noticed if I went to another planet and then came back again, he'd restock.
48 hours in game time it was.
Yeah.
And you had to go and talk to him sometimes for it to trigger.
Okay.
But what I found is I went into the city with the bounty I didn't know I had.
Mm.
They all started shooting me. And then all of a sudden, the bounty or whatever just stopped, or I paid it off. I can't remember what I did.
Yeah.
But there was a mission that was in the city that I needed to get. And apparently this mission gives you the best sniper rifle in the game.
Okay.
And now it's bugged. So the person that I need to speak to, there's a marker above his head. But when I go speak to him, it doesn't trigger a dialogue. He just keeps saying the same thing.
That's annoying.
So I don't know what to do to reset it without reloading it. And I'm not going back 14 hours.
That far back, yeah.
Because I've done a lot of gaming since then. But I want the sniper rifle.
But I've heard, so a friend of mine at work was saying today, But New Game Plus is where it's at.
Yeah, I've been reading loads on it on Facebook. So I'm in a couple of Starfield groups.
Yeah.
And it's all they're all saying the same thing. Go through the main story, rush through it, go to NG Plus, and then obviously, you know, you get NG Plus, some of them are NG Plus 10.
Yeah, apparently your the armors are better, yeah. Like the guns are better. You keep all your, you lose all your items.
Yeah.
But you keep all your abilities.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
So you want to, you basically want to be going through getting all your supernatural abilities and all
yeah,
that
see, I've not
stuff.
Got any of them yet.
I've got two. I've only got two.
Yeah. Because my mate said the other day, he's like, oh yeah, so I've got these new abilities. And I was like, what do you mean powers? Sorry, spoiler warning. And I was just like.
You got power. You can pick
yeah.
up powers.
I'm like,
yeah.
oh, that's a, I didn't yeah. know that.
And the two that I've got, one of them seems useless.
Mm.
And the other one got me in trouble and got me one of those bounties.
Ah, okay.
Because it's an attack
yeah.
one. And I accidentally used it in a city and like... Yeah.
Wiped out half the city.
There's a real problem. There's a real problem. And then suddenly everyone's trying to shoot me. I just run off and take off and stuff. But, you know, I've been through spots where I've kind of like flown into a universe and then everyone's on me. Mm. Everyone's shooting me. And my ship's not that good in terms of like shields and stuff. It's
okay.
just I just build it to hold stuff.
Hold cargo.
Yeah. And it's fairly powerful to shoot
so
things.
If you're struggling at that, my non spoilery tip,
yeah.
finish a Freestone Ranger quest.
Yeah.
Finish them.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
worth it.
Yeah. So I you know, it's yeah, my ship's good at fairly good at shooting, mm. but it's very weak in terms of shields.
See, ship wise
it gets blown up.
Ship wise, what I'm aiming for is a friend of mine was talking about auto turrets the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if you've got so many points in shipbuilding or whatnot,
mm-hmm.
you can basically just get automated turrets.
Yeah.
So as you fly around and you're fighting,
they're doing it.
They're just doing the work for you.
The only thing that bugs me in the game, there's not many things that bug me in the game because I actually really enjoy it, but one of the things that bug me is the XP progression is very slow. So when you get one skill point, you're like, there's like 40 different disciplines
yeah.
to level up.
And I need
like,
one of each.
And you need, and within that one, there's four tiers.
Mm.
So really there's like 300 levels to tier up and you get one, maybe two a night.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
it's just like, oh my God, where do I put
and
it?
It's not really clear on like what you can do to gain XP.
Yeah.
Because
missions don't give you
when
loads.
You look at it like Skyrim or Fallout
yeah.
and the previous Bethesda games, when you had a point in something, then if you were doing it that, say, sneak, for example, you had a point in sneak, then instead of having to level up the next perk, it'd be like the more you do, it'd be like sneak has increased. Like Skyrim and Oblivion were known for that, weren't they? Like
yeah.
the more you did it, the better you got
successfully.
At it.
Yeah. So if you pickpocket someone, your pickpocketing skill goes up.
Yeah. And if they had that in there as well, then that would fill out. You could get open up the perk point,
yeah,
and then the next thing could just be like a series of challenges
yeah.
once you've done this like 500 times.
There is to a point, so I think like some of the ship ones, they're like destroy 5 ships in space.
Yeah, but you have to spend a perk point
to unlock it. Yeah.
yeah,
so it's almost like a double bubble. You've got to do the task and spend
and
the skill
pay
point.
For it. Yeah,
yeah. It's a very slow process that one. So yeah, you know, trying to pick which path to go down is very difficult.
XP exploit, that's what we're looking for next.
Yeah, exactly. So there we go. That's the game of
Starfield.
That is the game of the moment, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, I've been playing Baldur's Gate. I'm loving it, but I get to a point where I'm like, it's too slow. I need to play something like Starfield, just
yeah.
even though, which is weird to say, because Starfield
yeah.
is slow.
It's also slow, but there's a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So you
exactly
can hop
that.
Around. Cool.
So that's that. Parenting. We suppose this is the dad cast after all.
Yeah, blimey.
So tonight,
start. You had a night.
Oh, tonight. So Layla was at her friend's from her old school
yeah.
today after two. I've been to school today, gone to a friend's house. Funny enough, they're literally just down the road from here.
Okay.
So Jess was like, "Can you pick her up after school? After on your way home from work?" I was like, "Yeah, it's cool. I'll phone her. I'll let her know."
Yep.
So I'm getting the car on the way home from work. Phone her. She answers, hangs up. So I phone her back, hangs up. Phone her back, straight to her answer phone. I'm like, at this point, I'm getting a bit like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Phone up, hangs up, get a text message, can't talk to you now, I'll call you later. And I was like, no, you fucking don't. I was like, you don't hang up on me. Or so I tried it again, and then it was like, I'm busy right now. And I was like, you are pushing it, madam.
Yeah.
So I phoned Jess up. Jess is like, hi, you all right? I'm like, phone her now and tell her to sort her shit out before I rip her head off.
Yeah.
I was like, when I see her, she better behave. So I was like, I'm not putting up with it.
Yeah.
So she had a bit of a talking to in the car. It wasn't angry. It wasn't horrible to her, but I was just like, to try and explain to her, I was like, because she said, oh, I can't, no, she phoned me. So I was halfway there and she went, sorry, I didn't talk to you. She was, I was talking to such and such, like she'd popped into the old school, her old school and spoke to somebody. And I was like, I get that. But so yeah, in the car, like sort of explained to her, I get that you were talking to them, but when I'm trying to phone you and you're hanging up the phone,
anything could be happening.
I said, I don't know if you're all right.
Yeah.
If somebody's stolen your phone.
Yeah.
Like where you are, like.
Yeah. You got to think. You got to pick up the phone and go, I'm just with someone at school. I can't talk right now.
Yeah. Just what I said to her. I was like, it'll just be a 2-minute conversation of, I'm on my way. Make sure you get back to such and such's house.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. That's all it was going to be.
Yeah.
I didn't need the attitude. Mm. Yeah. I was raging. Not happy.
Yeah. I had it, you know, I think we're getting it more with the girls as they're, you know, getting older and stuff. It's not necessarily an attitude thing. It's just the general not listening and you feeling very, very very, very much disrespected.
Yeah, because,
you know, it's like,
it's almost like point blank ignoring.
Basically. Mm. And you know, I appreciate with kids, you've got to say it once, you've got to say it twice, you know, you've got to say it multiple times. But like when you're making a really serious point and you're like, this is too much, you're being too much now, you're not listening, you know, I'm going to be threatening to take away treats and whatever else. And they start talking before you finish talking.
Yep.
To each other. Not to you, not saying, oh, but daddy. They just carry on talking. I'm like, whoa, why are you talking? I haven't finished talking yet. And I'm talking about something very serious with you. You're not being good.
No.
And you need to start listening.
In their mind, they're like, you've said your piece. I don't care.
Yeah. Next. Or the minute you leave the room, they start again.
Mm.
Laughing, joking, you know, da, da, da. They've not taken it in.
No.
There's no concept there. And there's nothing worse, like, when you feel like you do a lot for them and you do a lot for the family and whatever, and you feel like being mugged off.
Yeah, yeah. But
that's what it feels like.
Yeah, it's because, like, especially like you said, bedtimes. Like, you've got in there, you've said, time to sleep now. And they're like, yeah, okay, time to sleep. And your back's turned. And they're like, you say, they're straight back to it. And you're like,
it's an hour plus of that.
You know, like, you've just looked at me in the eyes and said, okay.
Yeah.
We've had that conversation.
Yeah. And I've not got three paces.
And that's. That's what hurts them.
It does.
Yeah. I say hurt. It does hurt.
It does hurt. Yeah. You know,
and you can't help but get wound up by it.
And that's the thing, is you start to feel, you know, disrespected is a word. And I don't want it to come across as like an authoritarian sort of disrespect of like, you need to respect me because I'm your dad. But it's just like, as a human being.
Yeah, yeah.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah. I think, you know, we've been brought up in a way where you are brought up to respect your parents.
Yeah.
And you do as you, yeah, say, do as you're told. Not in like a like tyranny sort of way, like I'm your parent, you will do what I say when you say.
Yeah, yeah.
But
when it's time.
When it's time and I'm saying now is that limit.
Yeah.
You understand that that's that limit. And I think that's a fair aspect that all parents have.
Or at the very least, you should taper down.
Yeah.
So I think it's like, I would say to the girls, for example, you know, you can go to bed. I don't mind if you whisper for a little bit and have a little chat. But they have no dial.
No.
So I will sit down and then it will be shout. Scream, kick, thud.
Yeah, because they've started of a whisper, and then they've started to have fun, and then the octaves have come up.
They go up and up and up.
Yeah.
And then it's basically then like the dripping water torture. You know, it's either you put headphones on, play some games, and block it out completely, or I just sit there and my eye starts flickering.
Yeah.
And it starts getting angrier to the point where you just explode, and you know, then you're running upstairs.
Off. Yeah.
You know, so last night was a really bad
night. But it's the hard thing as well, isn't it? Because when you get to that point of explosion, when you run upstairs and you've let loose, you've not made it any better. You feel marginally better because you've had that.
Well, the thing is, because you know, the reason has gone out the window because you've tried that.
You've already
tried to reason. You've already tried bribing. You've already tried niceness. You know, be really good and we'll do something nice this weekend or whatever. Or, you know, it's treat night tomorrow night, it's Friday night. You know, be good tonight. We'll get you some nice treats and whatever. You've done all that. You've done all the negotiation. So then it's like, they don't give a fuck. They've gone, they don't care. They think they're getting that anyway. So they've just gone past that point.
Mm.
And then it starts to become hurtful. And then you're like, you're just doing it on purpose now. You don't care. You don't care about it. Like, I've had a long day. I've had a long week. It's now 9:30. I've still got some work to edit or whatever. And it just gets to that point where you just think, and then you turn into the person you don't like being.
Mm.
And that's the worst part of it is you think I've had at best 2 hours with my kids tonight and an hour of that's been shouting.
Yeah. And that, and as a parent, that does.
I don't want that.
No.
I don't want that. I want to come home and, you know, I think Bluey's got a lot to answer for because it makes me feel like a really bad dad. But you want to come home and do nice stuff, but it isn't. You come home and it's like, eat, the house needs sorting out, you know, goad them to do their teeth and go to bed for an hour, then shout at them for another hour, and then collapse and...
do it all again the next day.
Do it all again the next day, isn't it?
Yeah.
So,
Definition of insanity, that's parenting.
Yeah, it is. It really is hard. So yeah, that's been mine. So between you and I, we've got it all going on at the moment.
Yeah, and we just.
So right. That's the parenting this week.
About tough, half an hour.
Tough kids that don't listen. Let's have another beer.
Yes.
I think we need it. That went down really easily.
Joe, unintentionally.
Yep.
This is my first. It's the first time I've had beer since the Aunt Bessie's podcast.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying. Like I've this is something actually good news for a change. Because I've been cutting back so much in the last 3.5 weeks, I've lost 2.1 kilograms.
Oh, wow.
In weight.
That's good.
So
cheers to that.
Cheers to that. Let's have another beer. But I think the thing is, what I have realized is that I don't just drink, is I snack. So drink for me is a what would they call it? A gateway.
Yeah.
It's a gateway drug.
Gateway to snacks.
It's a gateway to crisps, basically. So my routine for the longest time was...
beer and crisps.
Yeah, tub of Pringles and a glass bottle of wine.
Mm.
So by not drinking for big chunks, I'm not snacking, which means, you know, I'm getting healthier. So yeah, cutting down, it's not cutting out.
No.
But it's definitely cutting down.
Yeah.
And the goal will be like, you know, podcast night tonight, I bought a pack of Zero for the fridge because it's nice to have something that tastes like beer. And that's a filler.
Yeah.
Basically. So yeah, two and a bit. So the goal
is... doing well.
Because we've got a few guys on Instagram that are in like a gym workout group, and everyone's trying to lose a bit of weight, is to get sub 90 by Christmas. So we've got loads of time to do that.
Yeah.
But there will be a few kind of coming off the wagon, like our holiday and stuff in between. So yeah, no, it's good, mate. You're kind of almost doing the same.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. Like, I've got...
Four. Aunt Bessie's, to be fair, scarred us for a...
fucking did.
It scarred us for a couple of weeks.
Ain't nothing better than a roast dinner.
Oh, I disagree, Aunt Bessie.
Yeah, but... No, I really enjoyed... I've lost my words now. I didn't really enjoy that. I really enjoyed one of the Aunt Bessie's beers. That's what I was going to say.
It was a roast dinner one.
The roast dinner one. That was very good, yeah. But I just unintentionally, like, I've got beer in the fridge. I just got home. I've had, like, glasses of water or lemonade and just not really thought about it.
Yeah.
So I've just not done it. It's just one of them.
I mean, I did have an ulterior motive. Part of it was trying not to drink a lot going up to the blood tests. Because what I didn't want to do is I didn't want the doctors to use that as an excuse.
It's not going to hang on out there. We can make moonshine out of this guy's blood.
Yeah, basically, you need to just drink less. Because I'd be like, well, I think it's more than that.
Yeah.
I don't want it to just be that.
Doctors...
How many units do you drink a week?
Yeah.
Or how many units is too much?
Yeah.
Above that.
Yeah. And they'll see that and they'll go, right, that's it.
Yeah, it's down to that.
It's their get-out card, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, that's part of the reason of doing it. But also, I am, like I've said in previous podcasts, I have a bit of an addictive personality in both ways. So when I'm drinking a lot, I drink more.
Mm-hmm.
When I get in a mindset of, like, I shouldn't because I'm losing weight, and then I start enjoying the losing weight, is I go the other way.
Oh, okay.
And I do need that to be able to focus on things like weight loss. Because if it's just like you got to work really hard and exercise and stuff, I won't stick to it. But once you get in that thing of like bit of intermittent fasting, not having you know, food until lunch or late lunch, is I'm less likely to binge in between.
Mm.
So
it's almost like don't go cold turkey is basically isn't it?
Try not to go cold turkey, but yeah, I think you need to start getting into start building these rhythms where, you know, just cutting out this tin of Pringles. Like tonight, I've not brought any snacks home. I did have wine gums.
Yeah, I had wine gums. Yeah.
But they were from my seminar last night. But
I've not had crisps. I've had sweets.
I've not had crisps, but I've had sweets. So I'm not perfect, but I'm better than I was. Yeah.
See, my friend at work that I work next to, he has this habit. And I say I have this habit, him more often than me, because He normally gets out, gets to the shop before I do.
Yep.
Boxes of broken biscuits.
Ooh.
We'll share a box a week.
I bet. So are they cheaper because they're broken?
No, it's about it's a 5 kilo box,
right,
of biscuits
that are just broken.
Yeah, or they do the luxury chocolate ones. It's just all chocolate covered biscuits. Oof. Like penguins.
That's a lot of calories.
Yeah, we'll eat a box of them a week at work.
Yeah. I think some of it is not nervous. It's not like a nervous tick.
Just boredom.
But I think it's boredom and it's a little endorphin boost.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have it at work. We buy these big boxes of Heroes chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
And we have about 3 floating round because I pick my favourites out, then I won't touch the rest. So I open the next box. And I will have about 4 or 5 a day, maybe 6. But I always go for the dairy milk.
Okay.
You know, so if I don't have the dairy milk, I go for the Whispers.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have the Whispers, then it's a bit of a toss-up between flakes and fudges. But the least favourites are going to be double-deckers and caramel, like caramel-filled dairy milk.
After this revelation, I'm now leaving the podcast. You know?
Yes.
We're done now.
Dairy milk is the one.
These are the most boring choices. Double-deckers are the goat.
I just want plain milk. I just want plain chocolate.
Double-deckers are the best one.
See, because I like it with the coffee. So for me, it's got to be like a pure melty chocolate. So dairy milk is the one.
Mm.
And then after that, it's all the other variations of a melty chocolate.
It also explains why you think Xbox is better than PlayStation.
Well, exactly. Plain chocolate. None of these funky flavours. But, you know, we have these big boxes of them and they are a bit dangerous. But I try and be quite good with those and just stick to... You know, two couple of coffees a day, 6 of those spread over a whole day, and then I have a little lunch.
Yeah. So I've managed to somehow wind myself down to a coffee a day.
That's pretty good.
Because I have one out of the machine at work in the showroom because I get there early enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And after that, it means I've had a coffee, like a nice cappuccino out of the machine. Yeah. It's down to like instant after that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd rather just drink water instead.
I'd rather die. Yeah, the thing is, I've cut down massively on Greggs. Obviously, I live work in the town centre, so I got like a million coffee shops around me. But I have cut down, which helps. Probably a little bit's been financial because it's been a tough month. But just cutting down on the coffee a day, 2 coffees a day from Greggs, because that's, you know, it's £5.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, on 2 coffees, but also they're pretty calorific because it's full fat milk. So instead, I'm making one of those Lavazza ones. You know, the little powdery coffee, quite nice with Coffee Mate.
Okay.
So that's a fraction of the calories. So not only am I saving money, I'm also saving probably 300, 400 calories a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Just not drinking those. So all those little micro changes. I think you can make a lot of micro changes.
Like you say, you make little adjustments and it doesn't feel as if you're like full dieting.
You're punishing yourself.
Yeah. That which is good.
Exactly. Yeah, so there we go.
I've contemplated with the gym recently, but I don't think I will.
Well, if you do, you need to go to my gym so we can lift weights together.
Yeah, my plan was... BH Lives on the way to work because I cycle to work.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, I could cycle to Pelham's basically. And I could work out.
I'm trying to figure out the route in my head. Pelham's. Kinston Pelham's.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's just behind Kinston Library.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I could go from mine to there in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Gym.
Yeah, it would be close.
And then because they've got showers and stuff there, I can shower straight back on the bike, straight to work.
Turn into lamb sheesh.
Yeah.
His early sessions.
So I could do that.
His AM sessions.
But I don't know. Probably won't happen because I'm just lazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, give it a go. If it's one of those where you can pay ad hoc monthly, cancel it whenever you want, do it. I mean, I'm paying 20 odd quid for a membership. I'm going once a month at the moment. But again, some of it of mine is like just not wanting to overdo it and get hurt. But right. So is that all of your topics covered?
I think we're all good. We're ready for the last question of the night.
The last question.
We are at 8:20. So we have about 20 minutes.
Perfect. That's just about
to talk
time.
About it and wrap up.
So we had a question from a loyal listener.
Very loyal listener.
Very loyal listener, pun intended. And also a royalty member. And also a very active poster and creator on the gram. Fellow dad, fellow Ginge. Very nice bloke.
Some of the best transitions in Reels.
Some great transitions, but also just down to
very
earth.
Very good creator.
Very down to earth. So this is from the one and only Loyal Rex. Thank you for sending in a topic tonight. And the question was, I'm going to read this word for word. I'm not sure if it's been asked already, but what do your wives, or better halves, think about your content creation and gaming? Mine doesn't get gaming and has zero interest, and she moans about the time I spend on content, but then praises me on achieving stuff and getting nice collabs. Shrug. So this was basically almost felt like I'd written it myself.
Yeah, see, that very much sounds like your relationship. There's a word in there. I think you said it was praise. I have no idea what that means.
You don't get any of that. I did say, in fairness to that, my message after my direct message after that, if I can get my Face ID to open up, was ditto, and Paul is the same, if not worse. So, yeah, you know, we, in fairness, bless her, Carly, I've been doing this now for a very long time. And, you know, I think it's one of those where it's kind of, it just is what it is now. But certainly in the early days, there was, you know, talk about balancing time and family time and stuff. But it has become, unfortunately, with the way the economy has gone, it's a necessary evil, really. And Carly can see how much it stresses me out and how much pressure I get under. And she'll encourage me to finish jobs to lift that pressure, will encourage me to do jobs to get paid so that I can take the pressure off myself financially. So I think it's gotten to the point where probably Carly knows it's more than just dicking around with tech. It is my mini job, my mini hustle, my mini side thing that I'm pretty good at.
Mm.
And it's got to a point where it affords us quite nice things. The kids get quite nice things, like hand-me-downs, and you know, we get nice things that we can podcast with, and you know, we can play VR and race the wheel and all you know, little things like that, which are things that benefit the house. Headphones, I mean, you know, you fucking can't turn without seeing a pair of headphones that you can use.
Yeah, that's it.
But I think it's become a necessary evil. So for me now, probably it doesn't, I don't pick up on those vibes as much.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly 2-3 years, 4 years ago, it was much more, you know, eye roll, what you're doing now sort of stuff. But
yeah.
I think it is just become part of our lifestyle now.
Like you say, you've been doing it for
8 years.
A reasonable amount of time.
Yeah, eight years now.
It's proven worth it.
Oh, absolutely.
From the pays and from the collabs that you do get.
Yeah.
And so like you say, it's as much as it takes you away from a lot of things, but it doesn't really, because you're always present. Always,
I think it could be worse hobbies.
Oh,
you know, I think, you know, you if could. You were crazy about fishing or go-karting or golf or, you know, any of those things,
you're
or football in particular, you know, you're away all weekend. You know, you are around, you know, the family, and they are getting things that are very useful, like, you know, laptops and stuff. Like, you know, Poppy's got a really nice Lenovo i5, you know, 1,500 quid laptop she uses for Roblox in her bedroom.
Yeah.
But that is going to be very useful for when she needs it for school and homework and stuff. And, you know, there are benefits to it. But I think it takes time for your partners to see the genuine benefit. You know, when it goes beyond, you know, another keyboard, another chair. But when it comes down to, well, that's just paid for us to go to London, or that's just paid for us to do this, or that's just paid off that debt, or that's... And then they go to think, well, okay, it's more than just a lad's hobby.
Yeah, I've had fun playing with it, but I've now sold it.
Yeah.
And it's now paid for this.
And now we've just had a really nice night out, or, you know, it's paid for our trip to this or whatever. So, you know, I think you can quickly see, you can quickly see the benefits, but, you know, the downsides are obviously you've always got shit in the way. There's always stuff to do, or stuff to unbox.
Or cardboard boxes everywhere
and all of those things. But I think it is one of those things that you do work it out in the end. But I think you've got to just... I'm very lucky in so much that Carly works the odd night shifts and stuff. So I do try and work the work nights, unless it's very deadline-driven and I'm up against it. I'll try and leave it to when I'm home alone.
Yeah. And that... It almost ties back into the... like, finding time to do content about... Maybe we've had the conversation a few times about balancing life and content. Mm. It sort of comes back to that, doesn't it? Like... If you've got a partner who doesn't get it as much as we do, because they're obviously not that as evolved as we are.
Yeah.
then
I'm just saying, quietly, he's going to get beaten.
You feel the glares close coming the through door.
She's going to hurt me later.
Then I think, allocating your time when it's suited, like you say, when Carly's working, or when, you know, like one day a week, I've got, this is my time. Then it works out perfect.
Yeah, and I'm quite fortunate as well that we are very independent in our interests. So Carly's a big runner, so she might go out 3 nights a week running.
Yeah,
and I don't go, oh, well, to a degree I might lately, especially because she's training. I'm like, you're running again? You know, stop breaking yourself. Take a night off. No, and then you go running, it's run club or whatever. But I'll use that time.
Yeah.
You know, I'll try and use that time to get my content out of the way. So we do manage to have some time. But then equally, Carly will say, no content tonight. Want some time together. Let's watch some TV or whatever. And I go, yeah, all right, it's fine. Unless I've got a hard deadline, I'm like, I need to get this done by tomorrow. But it's just give and take.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just give and take. But I think you just got to accept that your partners don't have the same interests as you.
No.
But I think if they can see that you're doing it with a purpose and you're not just doing it because you want to dick around in the other room and make some content for no reason other than you want to get some social media content out, if you're doing it for a brand and there's a payment or a whatever or a deadline or whatever, then I think, you know, I think it's just communicating that.
Like, I do think, like, we've got the power couples that we know that are both creators.
Yeah, yeah.
I think...
they're rare still, I think.
They are very rare, but it is quite cool because there are some times where I'm like, if I could just get somebody to hold this camera while I do this.
Well, that's clearly us when we run away together.
Yeah.
We've been planning this for a couple of years. Like the Shawshank Redemption
when
for
I
gamers.
Did my backbone thing.
Yeah.
And I was trying to film myself on the count on the sofa, but because of where the sofa is and the I can't get the tripod in there, it's hard to film the screen.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, Jess, can you just hold the camera just right here and just film it for me, please? She was like, no. Why do you want me to do that for? I'm like,
I need your help.
I just need your help with this content. She was like, oh, fine. It's like, there you go. And I was like, oh, it's not what I wanted, but it's going to have to fucking do.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way I'm poking that bear.
Yeah, no, I just don't go down that route.
Yeah, and like,
I think I've done it once.
And I get like excited. Oh, I've got this, like, this email come through. I'm really excited. Like, it's not set in stone, but it's just like, okay. It's like, sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it can be a little bit soul destroying.
Yeah, it is a bit.
Because, you know, it is your hobby. But then I think that on the flip side,
that's why,
like,
we have our many group chats so we can.
We get excited about, exactly. You know, and we save it for these occasions and stuff because we know how much they mean and what they feel like. And, you know, you still get excited by certain stuff.
Hmm.
You know, and if we didn't, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. But I think, it's quite a cool question because it ties into some of our other topics as well, which is quite nice. But balance is key.
I think anyone that is with a partner, and it could be a girl that is into gaming and a partner isn't into it and he's into football, you know what I mean? They just don't get it and stuff. So I think it's a question that works both ways.
Yeah.
It's just generally a partner that isn't into gaming and doesn't get the social media stuff and just sees it as like, oh, you're doing it again, or it's a chore
or whatever.
We'll
happily sit there and watch other people that do it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think it's just one of those, it's striking a balance, I guess, and just accepting it's not their thing. And but it has to work both ways. They also have to accept that it is your thing and it's the thing that brings you joy.
Yeah.
And it's everybody got to a point where it gives you more than joy. It's now giving you reward.
Yeah, and everybody needs their one thing that helps them wind down.
Yeah.
And just happens that, to start with, content and gaming is what was like our way of winding down, is our little thing.
Yeah.
Turns into a bit more stress after a while, apparently. Yeah. But
I think Carly was much more unhappy before I was making content, but I was gaming a lot with friends. I think I remember times, obviously Destiny era especially, you know, I wouldn't be present. I'd be playing with friends. I'd have my headphones on. I'd be getting really angry and whatever, and just not being present. I think with content creation, it's a bit different because you can film it. You can then go sit on the sofa, get CapCut open.
Spend some time together.
You can be present while creating as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the filming part often isn't the long bit.
It's the editing.
It's the editing, and you can do that around people unless it's a voiceover.
Mm.
And lately, I haven't even been doing... I've been low-jacking my voiceovers. I've been basically going into the kitchen, shutting the door, and recording it by the kettle.
Yeah.
You know, just with the phone held in my hand with a laptop. But, you know, I could be doing it in here with all the tech, but it's just like the kids can come back and play.
Mm.
You know, they can come back and start doing their stuff.
Yeah.
So
you can get away with that. And to be fair, CapCut voiceovers... They're pretty good.
I use a reduced noise filter on it every time, so just to lose a bit of that kind of crackle.
And if you're using a phone it's microphones pretty are pretty decent these
it's
days.
Like, you can get away with 90% of your content using a phone. I just the thing is, there's different types of creators, right? Going off topic now. There's different types of creators. You've got people that create very... what's the best word? Low effort content.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more about the content than the quality.
Yeah.
So it could be clickbaity. It could be comedy, you know, stuff. But it's supposed to be low quality because it's supposed to look authentic and real and whatever. Then you got the people that are very good at making content with phones and it looks like you're recording on a very expensive camera, someone like Spawnpoint.
Yeah.
And he films 90% of his content on a phone and it blows my mind.
Yeah. Everything, It's all just, my content is done on my phone, 100% of it.
Yeah, but his quality is just insane.
Yeah, his is ridiculous. I'd have never thought he was on a phone.
No, exactly. But I think a lot of that comes down to natural lighting because it's, you know, granted, he's always got the latest stuff. So he's got the iPhone 15 and all that sort of stuff. I've got an iPhone 13 and I am noticing it's not carrying its weight like it should do. I'm starting to find like I'm constantly having to clean the lenses because it feels like there's a bit of a blur.
Yeah, see, you say that. Like, I've noticed the last, with my 14 Pro, the last couple of, like, weeks, I've been like, the camera doesn't look as crisp.
It doesn't look as crisp. And also, it feels like there's a vignette around the thing. So I'm always cleaning it because it feels like there is, what do they call it? You know, the dehaze filter?
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like I need to keep applying that because everything feels like it's got a bit of Vaseline over the lens. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
So I'm constantly cleaning the lenses, but it also feels like there's a vignette around the outside.
I can't think, like, I know they say that people, you know, these companies update their phones to make them worse, but I can't see how you could do it with a camera lens.
Well, it's software driven though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they probably put a little software bug in there to lower the quality. It's a bit like Sky TV in their HD is... when they started bringing out 4K, they started to detrimentally lower HD from 1080 to 720p.
When I first got my phone, it was the 14 Pro. I was like, this is amazing. World. And now the 15's out, I'm like, it doesn't look as good.
It doesn't look as good. I think there's a little, I think there is a, it wouldn't surprise me if they got caught out on stuff like that. Because, oh, hello, who's this? What do you want? You're hungry. Classic. Classic parenting. It's now 20 past eight. You're on show, by the way. You want to say hello? No.
Nope.
Okay. Right, go off then. Go on. We're recording. Go talk to mummy. Come on, close the door. You're supposed to be asleep. Half past eight. That's what I'm talking about. Not even close to being asleep.
No.
So, yeah, lost my
That's
train of thought now.
That's kids for you.
But,
yeah, no, Apple are going to get caught out one day.
Yeah, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me because I've definitely noticed it. Like, I've been recording some a lot of property stuff, but there has been a couple of times where I have wanted to make some content on my phone and I'm just like, it doesn't look very good.
No.
It just doesn't look... The resolution has gone down. The lighting's not very good. The white balance is a bit off. It all just feels a bit off.
Weird.
You know, I had it with my DSLR, in fairness, the other day. I was filming a property tour, and what I was looking at on the screen was not what I was getting off the memory card.
Mm.
It was what I was looking on the screen. The white balance and everything looked really good. It looked quite sharp, but as soon as I pulled it into the laptop, it was really dark and really warm. The footage, I'm like, that's annoying me now.
Yeah, it doesn't quite add up.
Because I'm not shooting, I'm not brave enough to shoot in log yet.
Okay.
And, you know, then color grade afterwards. I'm not there yet. I'm still figuring out this gimbal that I've got for the DSLR, and the footage is still a bit shaky. I'm a bit disappointed considering it's a good gimbal. My old fashioned phone and my DJI does a better job.
Okay.
You know, but with the camera not being quite as crisp, I'm in a bit of a limbo.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Mm.
But we have digressed massively from Loyal Rex's question.
Yes, but I hope we answered it.
I think we did answer it. And thank you again
for
your question.
Thank you,
Loyal
Rex, for that one. That was
very close
to home for both of us.
It is, yeah. I would ask, yeah, so Loyal Rex on Instagram.
Yep.
I don't know if you've got any other channels.
Most likely Loyal Rex across them all.
Probably. And we discussed tonight, we don't actually know your real name, so...
That's probably something we need to solve.
We need to solve at some point.
Yeah, put it on your profile.
Yeah.
But then again, I put Matt on there and everyone calls me Mike, so...
Yeah, you are Mike.
I got another Mike in an email tonight from someone I know.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that wraps us up lovely for that this was, nice short sweet episode this
that
week.
That was nice, yeah. So you got to go do the whole pickup run and I need to chill out, I think. I've got a beard trim tomorrow.
Lovely.
Always nice to have a beard trim. I'm 2 weeks overdue because last week I'd booked the beard trim and didn't book it properly.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Drove all the way over there in the rain.
You guys got to.
And then they were shut. So this week I'm going to have it done and get my old beard fade done. I might go for a swim. Other than that, another weekend of housework.
Yeah, to me and the girls tomorrow. We've actually got some collab stuff that me and the girls have got to do tomorrow.
Ooh, very nice.
So I think they've been itching to do it for ages. Yeah, that'd be exciting. I'll tell you off camera.
Yeah.
Off microphone.
Bluey the game.
Bury the game.
November.
Smith's Toys Do I Wish.
Amy can't wait for that.
God. Right.
So there we go. So that is the wrap this week. So the drink of the week was the BrewDog Neon Dream.
It was a lovely drink.
Was actually very nice.
Very nice.
That's definitely up there with one of my new favorite drinks, or another one that I can order knowing that it's good.
Yeah, that's it.
That is a very smooth, summery, fruity but not artificial or too pungent with a bitter aftertaste. Actually very smooth. Mm. And considering that was a wheat beer, I didn't get any of the normal stuff I do with wheat beers.
No, I think it was really nice. It's
very impressed.
I'm very surprisingly impressed about how nice that is.
Yeah, so there we go. If you want to try a nice beer this weekend,
Neon Dream's the one, baby.
Neon Dream is the one. Go get a Neon Dream, and it's a cool can, so I'll get a photo of that next.
Yes.
Nice. Well, there we go, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, co-host Paul, as always.
Thank you for having me again.
We're going to have two quick episodes out in the next few days, so you get a lot to catch up on, episode 16 and 17, and we will catch you in 2 weeks' time for episode 18.
My turn.
Your turn for drinks.
Yep.
Boat out with something funky.
I'll find something.
No our Bessies. No our Bessies. There we go. Thank you, everyone.
Right. See you
later. Speak to you soon.
Bye.